There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Book News, your latest literary roundup.
We've kind of already done our book news today, Rachel, so we're breaking with tradition here and we're getting Gillian to fill in for us because we don't really want to do our jobs. We're fielding everything out today, aren't we?
I like it. Delegation. Specialisation of labour.
Well, Gillian for book news this week, because as you can hear, Gillian is Scottish. Say something, Gillian. Performing
Good afternoon, everybody.
Say something Scottish.
And there's some Scots news we have to talk about because there's a very important night coming up this week.
There is. It's Burns Night this week on Thursday, so the 25th of January every year. Very special night for everybody in Scotland. So I think there's actually a Burns supper happening in Dubai. With a heavy heart, I'm not actually going to this one. I have been in the past, but I know it'll be a brilliant night.
Yeah, it's definitely going on. I've seen lots of things on Facebook about excited Scottish people ready to go.
Yeah, we do. We do get a little bit excited.
I like it.
What is Burns Night? For anybody who has no idea, it's not a night where you burn things, is it?
No, not in this
Generally
case.
Not.
Not in this case. It's an annual celebration that actually began a few years after Burns' death. I think it was in about 1801, a group of his friends, so Robert Burns, who's a celebrated Scottish poet, a few of his friends got together and decided to have a sort of nice memorial gathering where they would talk a bit about his life and recite some of his poetry. And this then grew, spread around Scotland. As all of us Scots decided we wanted to try going everywhere else in the world, we spread it everywhere else in the world as well. So there's Burns clubs, Burns associations all over, and they all celebrate this special Burns night, usually with a Burns supper.
Now, you won't be able to go to the Burns supper, which is quite sad, but if you are unable to go to a Burns supper, there is a way that you can celebrate Burns Night in another way, isn't there? Because there's quite a fun thing that you can read if you're a fan of Harry Potter.
Oh, okay. Yes, there is. So Annabelle actually alerted me to this. I've got a few of my own Roald Dahl books specifically written in Scots, but I hadn't realised that Harry Potter has now been written in Scots also.
I didn't
Brilliant,
even know
it?
This was
I
a thing in the first
thing.
Place.
Yeah.
So
no,
Scots editions of your favourite books.
Yes, there's a whole publisher that deals with all of the, a lot of children's books, like The Gruffalo's been done, there's various things.
Now, Love you it. Have the opening chapter of Harry Potter in front of you in Scots. Would you mind reading a little bit? Because it would sound terrible if I did.
I do. I'll do it. I want to point out as well that when Chris saw the brief for today's show, he thought that he was going to be asked to
yeah,
read this out.
I think we
Scots.
Should ask him.
I was slightly worried that the point of this was one of us, and I thought, please let it not be me. I had to read something with a Scottish accent. So I'm
now
very glad,
said
Gillian,
that
you're here.
Have you been practising yours, Chris?
I have certainly not.
I think we should make him do it.
I think we should.
Okay, but yes, let me go with it.
Okay, but yes.
I would like to do it, yes. So Harry Potter, and it's called Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stane in this version. Chapter 8, the laddie who lived. Mr. and Mrs. Dursley on number 4, Privet Loan, were proud to say that they were guy normal, thank you very much. They were the less folk you would jealous would be tangled up with anything unco or weird, because they just didn't hod behaviours like yon. Mr. Dursley was the heed bummer o' a firm called Grunnings that made drills. He was a muckle, beefy bookit man with a stumpy wee craigie, although he did hae a guy muckle mouser. Mrs. Dursley was a skinny, malinky, blonde, heed-out woman, was just about twice as lang as other folks, which was awfully handy, as she spent same muckle time keeking o'er girding fences, nibbing at the neighbours. The Dursleys had a wee son called Dudley, and to them there was nae a braer laddie in the hale world. The Dursleys had awthing they wanted, but as weel as hae and awthing, they had a secret, and their worst fear was that somebody would nib it oot. They didn't think they could thole it if anybody found oot about the Potters.
I love it. I want to be a skinny malinky.
I'm actually crying.
Do you know that that's quite hard? And it's given me a new appreciation for a lot of our colleagues that are translating between Arabic and English in their heads a lot of the time, because it does, you know, it does take that little extra layer of concentration even to do that. I need to do
excellent phrases within that.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.